Hello.
Hi, this is Nikki calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Nirmal?
Yes, that's me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, Nikki.
Sounds great. Sounds great. I'm actually calling with regards to your schedule one interview, and this call take around 40 to 45 minutes. It sounds like a good time.
Yeah, no, it's a good time.
Sounds great. So these calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Marilyn, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, so I see here, Nirlip, that you already signed the terms and conditions, and you're done setting up the theory question with Chris. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called 100% Plumbing Kansas City MO LLC, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And the address that I have on here, that's 601 North East Tudor Road, Lee Summit, Missouri, 64086.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, that's 601 North East Tudor Road, Lee Summit, Missouri, 64086.
Yes, that's correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
No, it's not a home. Well, it's not an office location, no.
Okay, so it's a home address?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
It's not handy. I'm going to have to dig for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll just notice here then that you are both licensed and insured, but you can provide now the license number. That's okay. Anyways, we may be asking you.
I've got it. I was able to pull it up. It's 204 723-4688.
I got 204-723-4688. And do you have the expiration date?
Yes, it's December 31st, 2026.
Gotcha. So, 31st of December, 2026. All right. Thank you so much for this, Nirlip. So, let me go ahead here. And, yeah, are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide it?
Well, it's not a physical location that can be visited, so it wouldn't make sense to display it.
Okay, so let's go ahead and hide your address then.
Yes.
All right. So let me hide it for you. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And later in the call, Nirlip, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 843-531-0505?
Yes.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address, and that would be narnarbinga@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. And I see that you already have an existing website, correct?
That's correct.
I just want to make sure that I got your domain name correctly. So that's 100 Kansas Missouri. That's 100KansasMO.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm actually pulling up your website right now. Okay, so that leads me to my next question for you. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
You can promote as is. No need to do anything else.
Okay, yep. So let's go ahead and promote your website as is. All right. Let me just note it here for my team to work it that way. And let's set up your call tracking. So your call tracking is included in your package with us. So let me just pull up your number real quick. Okay, so this is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So I have here the phone number, the call tracking number that my team set up for you, Nerlip. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so we can finalize. Okay? So I got it here for you. That would be 843-680-8777. Are you okay with this phone number?
What is that number for?
Okay, so this is going to be your call tracking number. So basically, we will be promoting you with this phone number. Your clients, your potential clients, will call you this number, but all the calls will still go directly to your number that ends with 0505.
No. The business phone number is 816-408-3118.
Okay, I see. The one that you have on your website. So this is your business line, the 816-408-3118. So that means to say, are we going to set up your call tracking number with your business line, or do you want to promote your business line as is?
We'll want to do it with the business line.
Okay, so you just you don't want to have a call tracking number?
Well, I would like everything to go to that number. I don't want any more numbers.
Okay, so basically you want us just to promote this number as it is, and you don't want us to set up a call tracking number, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. With regard to this, because I actually see that you do have call tracking number, and this is very helpful for your business, actually, Nerlip. So with the call tracking number, you'll be able to track your leads through your dashboard, and it will help you filter out spam. So since you don't want to have a call tracking, or can we set up your call tracking with this phone number, or you don't want any other number associated to your business?
You can set it up with this number.
Okay. Yep, so when we set up your call tracking number with this, all the call will go to the number that ends with 3118, correct? And we actually highly suggest if you will set up your call tracking number to maximize your return on investment, and since you will promote your website as is, we actually ask you to update your website to display new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. Would that be okay?
You know, I really wanted to go to the business number, to be honest, if we're putting it on the website. I don't want, you know, the phone number I'm calling on to be on there.
Okay. Let me see if that would be possible. So we can set up your call tracking number with your business line, but you don't want to change your website?
I don't want to change that.
But would it be okay for our team to set up your call tracking number for you, and it will fall through your business line?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that would be all right, but you don't want to change it on your website. Okay, so I'll note it here. Okay, just one moment. I will let our team know and check if that would be possible. If it will not hurt your optimization, okay?
Okay.
All right, just one moment here. All right. Yes, I just want to make sure, Nerlip, that you will have better rankings with this. And I just will have to check that having different numbers displayed will not hurt your optimization. So let me just make sure with regards to that. Let me see. Yeah. So I just left a message for my team, and I will let you know with regards to that. And let me see. With regards to this, Merlip, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So, before you hear a ring in your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling 100% of Plumbing Kansas City and Missouri LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So, the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in having this year's subscription?
Yes, I am interested.
Okay, so would you like to do a female voice or a male voice?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah, we can do female for now. It sounds like a secretary, but if ever you want to change it any time with only the one-time fee of $19, you can ask for changes, okay?
Okay.
All right, and yep, I just let my team know, and we can work with this. With a call tracking number, and we'll just stick with here. All right. And also, are you familiar with Google Workspace?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so I'm offering this to you, Merlip, because I see that you already have an existing domain name. So the domain name that you have is 100kansasmo.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant suitability. For example, you can have an email that says Merlip at 100kansasmo.com or info or even office at 100kansasmo.com. So with Google Workspace, you will have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. So that would build image trust with prospects, enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so you want to do this. What will be your username that you would like?
You can do NBANGA.
That's NBANGA. That's N and then your last name?
Yes.
Okay. That's NBANGA at 100kansasmo.com. So that's going to be $19 per month per username, okay?
Okay.
All right, and would you like to start this month so we can charge you $19 for that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let me just note it here. And let's have Google Workspace for you. All right. Okay, and now let's go over and identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients who are looking to hire now. So my research here, Merlip, shows that you do provide plumbing services, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
So that would include, sewer, water heater, drains, let's see, I'm trying to think of something else. Yeah, so, you know, drains that would include the faucets, toilets, showers, you know, water supply lines, garbage disposals,
Okay. How about this? Let me help you with that, okay? Do you want it to be found first with the keyword plumber or like plumbing contractor?
Yeah, or you could do like Kansas City plumber or something like that.
Okay. Well, anyways, I've pulled out the top performing industry keywords for you. It's okay if you're not going to put the city, since we'll be promoting you with it. We will optimize you with the cities. Okay? So we can use the keywords directly. So I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Nerlip. Let me know if you want to add or change any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy just if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
So, these are the top performing keywords that I got. We have plumber, plumbing contractor, emergency plumbing, residential plumbing, commercial plumbing, drain cleaning, we have hydro jetting service, sewer line repair, trenchless sewer repair, sewer line replacement, water heater installation, water heater repair, tankless water heater installation, leak detection, burst pipe repair, pipe replacement, video pipe inspection, sump pump installation, garbage disposal repair, and backflow prevention services. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
So, like, there's a garbage disposal, water heater?
Yeah, we already have your garbage disposal repair. We have water heater installation. We have sewer line repair.
How about valves?
I'm sorry?
How about valves?
Valves. Okay, let me add. What's going to be the specific service for the valves?
Well, you know, like replacing cold water valves, hot water valves, gas valves.
Water valves. Is it going to be like water valves installation and replacement?
Yeah, and then you got gas valves for the natural gas water heaters.
Gas valves. Let me see. Is it going to be also gas valves replacement and installation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll get that way. So aside from the keywords that we just have, we have added here water valves replacement, water valves installation, and also gas valves replacement and gas valves installation, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, any other keywords?
Yeah, drain cleaning.
Yeah, we already have drain cleaning.
Yeah, so... You know, like, do you have repiping in there?
Repiping? No, we don't have repiping here. We only have pipe replacement. We can add repiping?
No, pipe replacement's good. That should
be
fine. And you already got toilets.
Toilets. Let me see. I think we haven't got, like, the specific one for toilets. Do you mean to add here toilets? Like, was it going to be, like, toilet replacement or
definitely.
Toilet repair? Okay.
Replacement, repair, installation.
Replacement, repair, and installation. Okay. But I'm going to go ahead and separate that keyword. I'm going to add toilet replacement, toilet repair, and toilet installation, okay? Just to make sure it will pop up. And are you okay with this right now, or do you want to add more?
You got sinks, faucets.
We have faucets, let me see, for the sinks and faucets, is it going to be the same, replacement, repair, installation?
Yep.
Okay. Let me add it.
And, you know, like pressure regulator valves, ball valves.
And
anything with bathtubs, well, yeah, like shower as well.
Okay, what's going to be for bathtub?
Same thing, like repair, installation.
Is it going to be like bathtub, repair, bathtub, replacement, and bathtub installation?
Yeah, same thing with the shower.
Okay. For shower, let's add shower repair, shower replacement, and shower installation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those are the keywords that we have added. Do you have any other keywords, or are you okay with this for now?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Well, anyways, Nerlip, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay, have you sent him the password for Local Splash?
Oh, for the password for your Local Splash, do you mean to say the dashboard or through your app?
You can do it on the dashboard.
On the dashboard, we sent you an email that says, "Welcome to Local Splash." It was sent on the 19th of March, but I can go ahead and resend the email for you.
Yeah, they were saying that you were gonna provide the password.
Yep, so on that email, on Welcome to Local Splash, there is your username, that is usually your phone number, and there's your password. Let me just pull it up real quick.
Oh, so the username is the phone number?
Yes, username is usually your phone number.
Okay. And, all right, I'm going to put that in.
Okay.
And then on password.
Your password, that should be Bigleads, Bigleads, all lower cases.
You said Bidge Leads?
Big Leads. Bigleads. Big.
Big Leads, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
Gotcha. All right, so thank you so much for accessing your dashboard. Actually, in your dashboard, Nerlip, you can upload photos, and you will see it there. You'll see, like, a bare... their account for now, because we're not yet done setting up your account. So later on, once we're done with the phone interview and everything will be done on our back end, you will see the progress on your account, okay?
It's saying, can I go ahead and connect to Google already? It's saying if I want to.
Yep. You actually have a Google Business Profile, right? And you can connect to your Google Business Profile.
Okay.
But if you do receive some errors, just let me know.
No, I'm connected.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Let me just go ahead and check it here. All right. Thank you so much for that. I will just check if we successfully receive your notification. Just one moment. I want to make sure that I got it here. We have... Okay, so I'll let my team know that you have added us through the dashboard. All right. So, yes, you will receive an email, and if ever you have some concerns or if you want to add or change any, please reply to the email so that we can work on the ones that you have added or replaced, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, Nerlip, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
So there's 24-hour call support.
Mm-hmm.
We're professionally licensed.
Gotcha, sounds good. Mm-hmm.
Can pull permits.
Okay.
Can provide consultation.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And those are really the top ones.
Gotcha. It's actually a good start. So let me see. Do you offer fee estimates?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business or no?
No.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay, we can start from there. We actually have a very good description. And do you have a mission statement? Let me just go ahead and check your website real quick. Okay. Do you have any mission statement in mind, or let's see. Or are we going to use the one that we have on your website?
You can use that one.
Okay. I actually see it here on your website. It says...
Hold on 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just take your time.
Hello? Yeah, I can get you to the right person. What's your email address? Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll send that email right over. Yeah, you can do that. Oh, I don't know how to transfer. I still have to find the person that would handle that for us, and then I'll give you their contact. But I'll send that email and shortly. All right, thank you. Bye. Okay, I'm back.
All right. So yep, I do see here on your website it says we deliver top-notch services to Kansas City residents. And our expert plumbers offer free on-site estimates, low solution costs, and timely services, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. So I think we can use this with transparent pricing and a quarter staff. We guarantee your plumbing needs are met with fast service and affordable pricing. Are you okay with this?
Yeah,
or
that's fine.
Okay. All right. And do you have a tagline? Or are we going to use Fast Emergency Kansas City Plumbing? Or do you
have
a tagline?
Work.
Okay. Yep, we can use this. And how many years have you been in business?
Just 3 months.
3 months, so you started it this year, but how many years of experience do you have?
10.
All right. Now, that's what we're talking about. The business started just this year, but you do have the 10 years of experience. Okay. I'm going to note it that way. All right. And how many people work with your company?
Right now, just one.
Okay. We have one. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Residential.
Residential only. And I just want to confirm, Lila, that I got to see your correct hours of operations. It says from Monday through Fridays, you do 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and on Saturdays and Sundays, you're closed.
Correct.
Okay. And let me see. And what types of payment do you accept?
Cards.
Cards. Mm-hmm. So you do cards, you don't do any checks and cash?
No, not really.
Just cards. Okay, yep. Let's work it with cards here. So that's credit and debit cards, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, let me see. All right, got it here. So now that we have your business information, Merlip, we do have two options for you. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and waste of time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
Could you repeat that again?
Yeah, the first option that we got for you, Merlip, is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp?
Yeah.
For no
That would be the one. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So let's work with that one. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I just want to clarify, is your business located in Lee Summit, Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. So which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And for this, know that I would like to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah.
Okay. And let me see. Can you provide me your target cities or zip codes that you would like to dominate?
Yeah, so it's going to be Kansas City area.
Mm-hmm. I have Kansas. What else?
You said 5? You need 5?
Yeah, we can work 5. If 5 is the maximum, or we can work less than 5.
Okay, gotta look it up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you could do Overland Park. You could do Liberty.
I also remember.
Mm-hmm.
And Independence.
And Independence. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 cities.
Okay. You could also do Blue Springs.
Okay. Let me add Blue Spring. So that's 5. So I've got here Kansas City, Overland Park, Liberty, Independent, and Blue Springs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much for this, Nerlet. So now I see that you have checked just the dashboard and added us to your Google Business Profile. Let's see it here. Okay. Thank you so much for that. So now, I think you still receive an email from Chris. I think he sent you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, correct? So that is for you to get your Google Business Profile verified. Google needs
it's
some
already,
information. Yes,
it's
I understand. Yeah, it's already verified, and Chris sent you that email just to make sure that just in case that we will be needing something from Google, and if they need something from you, we already have this on file. If you have time, Nerlet, and if you can provide those on the email, then that would be very helpful for us, okay?
You just need the profile ID number, like what do you need?
Okay, so on that email, we sent you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures, just pictures of the following, like your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. Yes, a picture.
It says to get verified. Could you just get that from Google?
Okay, I'll just let them know then. Your Google Business Profile is already verified. So just in case my team will need this, maybe my Google team will try to reach out to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Nerlip, one growth feature that we offer is a weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yeah,
Okay, amazing. Because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful with the optimization of your Google Business Profile. And if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it to your dashboard. Okay? And okay. Let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
Yes.
Okay. If you do have a Yelp page already in your list, we advise you keep managing your current reviews for content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So for this, we will need to be added as an admin to your page, so I'm going to send you an email for the instructions, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just go ahead and pull it up. All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have access to your Facebook business page?
No, but I know who does.
Okay. Since you don't have access for now, but would you get us admin access so we can optimize?
Yeah, sure. That'd be
okay. Yep, because I see it here that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. So I'm sending it to you right now just to make sure. So if you know someone, so if you have that, just let me know real quick here. Okay. So you can ask that someone who have access to your Facebook business page and add this as admin as soon as possible so we can work on your Facebook ads in a correct timeline. All right. Okay, so that email that I sent to you, Nerlip, that is that's actually a one-click link to grant us partner access. So it only takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. So. All right. Now let's talk about your Facebook business, your Facebook ads. I see that it is included in your strategy. For your Facebook ads, Nerlip, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
I'd like a team to handle it for me.
Okay. But you do have a lot of photos that you can send, right? Or not yet. Do you have some photos that you can send? Like photos of the job that you have done?
Not yet.
Okay. So no photos for now, but if you do have soon, I advise that you keep on uploading photos on the dashboard so we can use it for the marketing campaign, okay?
Okay. As soon as I get those, I'll send them over.
Amazing. Okay. And for your Facebook ads, Nerlip, there are 3 lead response methods, and you can only choose one, okay? So we do have this form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but what we highly recommend, Nerlip, is the form fill. Because the form fill gives you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. And also, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
I didn't catch that. I had to do something else for a second.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, there are 3 lead response methods for your Facebook ads that we will be running. So the methods are form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So you can choose one between the 3.
Okay.
But if you would like to hear our recommendations, we actually highly recommend the form fill because the form fill gives you better quality leads, and also our Facebook team actually see success on form fills other than calls or Facebook Messenger, just like
well, whatever you recommend.
Okay, so let's work with the form field then. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. And investing here in Earlier can quickly accelerate click jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day in getting it started, we have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Yeah, I already have those set up.
So let me see. Did you have this one set up with Chris? I do see that it's not part of the package yet that you have. Maybe he will give you a call back with regards to this.
Yeah. So I got assistance from Google on that.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. All right. So you already have the Google Ads set up for you. Amazing. All right, and
the problem is the business isn't displaying.
Yes, actually, we do optimize your Google Business Profile because it is part of the package, the optimization. But I do see that you don't have this Google Ads. But if you want to run Google Ads, you can add this anytime if you would be interested. But for now, you only have the search engine optimization.
Okay.
Yep. And anyways, you have a good package already. You also have the Facebook ads that we will be running. And you can always add the Google ads anytime also. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
Reach out if needed.
Okay, so we will call you anytime if you have concerns.
Okay.
And do you have a logo? Oh, let me see. You do, right? Let me just check your website.
Yeah, it's going to be there.
Is this your logo, the 100% plumbing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So if you can also send us your logo or upload them to your dashboard, then that would be very helpful for the marketing.
Okay.
Okay. So now, Nerlip, you will see several important emails from us soon. So first, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have project photos, videos, or logos soon, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received and the one that you're navigating, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
And also to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19 for the female voice artist and also the $19 for the Google Workspace and charge the card that we have in file today?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so that's going to be a total of $38 today, and then the next month we will add the charges of the $19 monthly for the Google Workspace, okay?
Okay.
All right. And of course, Nerlip, you want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. That's going to be the same day, Monday. So that's going to be on the 13th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
That should be fine.
Okay, and do you want to do it the same time when we started the client interview?
Yeah, same time.
Okay, anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right. And as I've mentioned earlier, Nirlip, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
So after all this, will the profile be visible on Google?
Good question. So actually, right now, I do see that your Google Business profile is already visible. When I tried to check your business name, the 100% Plumbing Kansas City, Missouri, it's actually popped up, but it's not yet on the ranking. So what we're going to work is we will work on the optimization to help you rank your Google Business profile rank, okay, and be seen like on the first page. But the thing is, we need it to be optimized. But it's actually already on the Google Business profile, if you can check. It's on the Google page.
Yeah, it's just not being ranked to where
yes.
It's just not being seen. So that's really the main objective. That's the main goal.
Yes, that's the main goal. So we will be optimizing your Google Business profile. But please note that since we will be optimizing this, the optimization takes process because Google will have to familiarize the optimization, especially the keywords that we will be working and all of that, the cities that we are targeting you. So please note about the 45 to 60 days total results. Okay? So,
okay.
Yep. Anyways, we do check the progress of your account in 3 weeks. We will check about how your Google Business profile or the rankings are working on your overall account. Okay? So,
okay.
Let me see. Do you have any other concerns aside from that?
No, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And also, Nirlip, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Nirlip, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Very much welcome, Nirlip. And if ever you have any questions or concerns, do not hesitate to reach out, okay?
All right. Sounds good. You have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day and take care. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
No, I mean, if I'm going to do it,